into horoscopes, but like every now and again she'll send me something on Twitter about like how our signs are aligned, you know? Like, I'm a Scorpio and she's annoying.
That was Keith Chase, a local stand-up comedian, performing in an open mic in the back of a vegan restaurant in St. Mark's Place on Thursday night.
And like, I have to remind her that it's not okay for her to send me this stuff because she's in medical school. And I feel like doctor is like at the top of the list for professions that shouldn't believe in astrology, right? It's like doctor, financial advisor, then like police officer. Especially that last one too, right? Because what does a cop say to his boss if something happens? Like, listen, Sergeant, I know I shouldn't have shot that unarmed black teenager. I'm really sorry. But as you know, I'm a Capricorn and Mercury's in retrograde. I'm sorry.
During the day, Keith is an analyst for an insurance company, but almost every night he comes down to the village to work on his comedy by doing open mics as well as full sets at local comedy clubs.
How many sets do I do a week? On a good week, I'll do like maybe 15.
15 sets?
It's probably closer to like 10 to 12. And there are some people that do way more than that. I mean, I'm also including like if I do a show in front of a real crowd, as opposed to an open mic, you know, and usually if I have to do a show, I might have to sacrifice doing an open mic or something, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's a muscle you have to exercise.
Keith says that these open mics are often hit or miss. This particular open mic had an audience of maybe only a dozen comedians, each of whom would go on stage to perform 3-minute sets. But regular open mics are necessary to perfect a comedian's performance, and Keith is happy to make the sacrifice to pursue his dream.
I've really wanted to pursue comedy since I was like a teenager. You know, I'd always like watch Comedy Central, and like even when I was like a kid, I'd watch stand-up comedy on TV, and you know, I loved it.
Keith took his love for comedy and began doing regular open mics while in college.
First open mic I did went well. I don't know if it was because they told him it was the first and people were just extra nice to me, or if I did well. I can't even remember anything from my set, but once I realized like, oh, this is what I want to do, you know, I've just been trying to make my way in ever since.
Keith says that pursuing a career as a comedian while also working a full-time job can often be stressful, especially when he's getting behind the mic up to 15 times per week.
Because it does take a lot of energy, you know, if you're out late and then you got to get up for work and then you go to work and then you're at work all day and you're like, no, but I need to get sets in. And so you're coming out, you might not be feeling your best, but you just have to get on stage and do it and, you know, hope you don't completely embarrass yourself.
While he hopes to eventually be able to support himself entirely through his comedy, Keith says that it's impossible to make any sort of career predictions at this point in the game.
You just keep getting up as much as you can and try and get better and hope people notice and try and get on more shows and make a name for yourself. You know, social media has a lot to do with it now these days, and your online presence. You know, there's no right way of doing it. From my understanding, it's you have to be good, and then once you're good, it's just a matter of luck.
Despite the uncertainty, Keith says the community of other open micers is part of what gets him through the crazy hustle of being a comic.
And then, of course, the other comics, you know, it's a very social scene. So, you know, we're all just hanging out, you know, just talking shit on the street or outside the showroom. We're just all hanging out and, you know, laughing with each other, just telling, you know, asking each other for feedback.
For NYU Journalism, this is Jeremy Crocker.